Blackstone Audio presents Kill For Me by Karen Rose. To Martin, for always believing in me even when I don't. I love you. To Sarah, for achieving your dreams despite all the obstacles. You inspire me. Life, prosperity, health. Prologue. Port Union, South Carolina, August, 6 months earlier. Monica Cassidy felt a flutter in her stomach. Today would be the day. She'd waited for 16 long years, but today the wait would be over. Today she'd be a woman, finally. And wasn't it about time? She realized she was twisting her fingers together and forced herself to stop. Calm down, Monica. There's nothing to be nervous about. This is, like, natural. And all her friends had done it, some of them a lot more than once. Today it's my turn. Monica sat on the hotel bed and brushed the dirt off the keycard, which had been hidden exactly where Jason said it would be. She shivered, her lips curving in a small smile. She'd met him in a chat room, and they'd clicked right away. She'd meet him in person soon. In the flesh. He'd teach her things. He'd promised. He was a college guy, so he'd be a lot better at it than the gross boys that tried to cop a feel every time there was a crush in the hallway between classes. Finally, she'd be treated like an adult. Not like her mom did. Monica rolled her eyes. She'd be a 40-year-old virgin if her mother had her way. Good thing I'm smarter. She grinned to herself, thinking of all the steps she'd taken to cover her tracks that morning. No one friend knew where she was, so they couldn't blab if they wanted to. She'd be back home, well and truly.